what's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
As we launch here to hour number two of the program, you, as always, can bring up anything. We are talking right now about another grass story. This is not the only story of its type that we've talked about on this show, which means probably not the only story of this type that is, you know, even getting into the news we're not even seeing. There are probably a number of these that happen that just because they're so small and they normally only get reported in local regional areas, it probably happens more often than we think it does, where people are being arrested, people are being fined, they're having their property taken from them for having their grass grow too tall. There was a woman in Utah, an old lady in her, I think, late 70s in Utah, who... she was arrested for having her grass being too brown. So it's not just because it grows too tall. It depends on the local micromanaging style regulations that your local government may have on the books as far as what you can and can't do with your front yard. And anyway, this story is out of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, where a lady had, first of all, she received a fine for having grass that was too tall, $304. $304. That's a lot of money.
It is.
I mean, I got a fine recently for this couch that I have out of my lawn, and it was only $100, which, by the way, the code enforcer guy didn't show up again today.
Suspicious.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to come out and give you another fine a week later. So you got 7 days, they come out, they give you another fine. Maybe he'll be here tomorrow. I don't know.
He was busy stopping crime today.
I have no idea, Mark.
There were kittens to get out of trees and stuff.
But if you haven't seen that video, you can go see it over at freekeen.com. But I figure the reason he didn't show back up is because he knows I've got a video camera. Does a bureaucrat really want to voluntarily choose to go and put themselves on camera?
Likely not.
I'm betting that was probably a major factor in him not showing back up today. But anyway, that was only a $100 fine. You'd have to wait 3 weeks in order for it to become a $400 fine. But this sounds like she didn't wait. It sounds like she just tried to pay the fine at $304. And for whatever reason, they didn't mark it paid. And we all know what happens when the government doesn't process its own paperwork. They put a warrant out.
You're screwed.
And that's what they did. So citations kept showing up, and then a warrant showed up. She says, I don't know what to do. I don't have any money to continue paying the fines, and I don't have money for a lawyer right now. I mean, what most people live life on a week-to-week basis. It's unfortunate. Americans were not taught how to save money.
It's hard to get out of that rut once you're in it, believe me. I mean,
yeah. And the government doesn't
help. Spent most of my life in it.
And this is what the government does. It claims to be in existence to help people. It claims to be in existence to help the poor, for instance. But anybody that pays any attention to what government does knows that's not true. They know that the poor and the downtrodden are the people they pick on the most. They go after people that don't have money, and then they get them on a payment plans and stuff like that. And if you don't pay, then you get arrested, and then you go on probation, and then it's just you just keep re-violating over and over again. The whole system...
Yep. Monthly, yeah. Not-so-easy payments.
Right. It's designed to get people into this system and designed to keep them there, paying into this governmental system that they get nothing out of. This is not a service that anybody actually wants. And the government will tell you, of course, if you talk to it, well, we're here for your own good. We're here to provide you with services.
People elected the officials. This is what the people of where is this want?
It could be anywhere, but in this case, it's Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Who would want this? Who would want this? These fines for having property that's not up to code.
There certainly are some busybodies that do want it. Absolutely.
But it's not the majority of people, I don't think.
It would be hard for me to imagine that the majority of people, especially once they ran across it.
I mean, the majority didn't even bother voting.
No, I mean, in local elections, you likely get 10% of people voting. Most people don't have any idea what's going on locally.
Not that I think it would make it okay if the majority of people wanted it.
Even if they listen to shows like Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and stuff like that, they're still not plugged in.
It wouldn't matter if a majority of people absolutely did want grass growth regulations. It's not respecting the property rights of your neighbor. And if you don't respect your neighbor's property rights, you can't expect them to respect yours either. And eventually they might have some sort of legislation passed that could affect your garden gnomes or whatever it is that you like so much about your yard, if you're one of these people that supports regulations that determine how high your grass can grow. Lansdale's borough manager said last month they're simply trying to get people to take care of their properties. Dolores Adams said that's fine, but the enforcement is over the top. She says it's hardworking people trying to keep up with everything, and they're worried about a lawn, the lawn growing a couple of inches. What are they, nuts? Yes, Ms. Adams, they are. They're nuts with power. These people have had power go straight to their heads. They own their little fiefdoms in their Montgomery County there. You're their serf, you're their subject, and they have no compunction about putting you behind bars because you painted your house the wrong color or some other absurdity like that. This goes on all across the country in various different forms, and people are impoverished as a result of that. That $304 could have gone to her kids' college fund. They could have bought presents at Christmas time. That $304 could have done a whole lot more for Ms. Adams, or Ms. Felix, rather, than it's going to do in the government's coffers. There, it's just going to go out to some government-approved corporate tie-in that they have. They'll use it to spend on donuts, or somebody will get a sweet government contract, and that'll be some of the money that goes to pay for it. None of these things are things that this woman would have wanted done with her money. She didn't get to choose what she did with her money because these government people extracted it from her, the threat of jail. Anyway, there's a little more here. The borough's crackdown seems to be getting more people to mow their lawns, but Felix said she feels she's being harassed into paying fines she knows she doesn't owe. NBC 10 tried contacting the borough manager and the head of code enforcement to ask them why they're issuing arrest warrants for something as simple as overgrown lawns, but they're both away on vacation. Must be nice. Your job all day long is to drive around in your air-conditioned vehicle, spotting things that you don't like about people's property, go up to their house, knock on their door, harass them, leave them a piece of trash you call a ticket on their property, and then try to extract money from them. That's their job. They need a vacation from that. Actually, why don't they take a 365-day vacation?
Please go on vacation.
We don't want your services anymore. And I've been, it's funny, Mark, I've actually been reading some of the comments because Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report did a couple Ridley reports on my confronting the code enforcer when he came over to ticket me for the couch in the yard. And it's interesting reading some of the comments that are left on the videos. One guy called me a liberal pussy. And, you know, what? I've got an AK upstairs, dude. I'm a liberal. Because I believe in property rights? How does that even make sense? Apparently it's because I don't bow down to the state that makes me a liberal.
It's just name calling.
Really? Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it bizarre? Like, wait a minute. You're the one that's taking the position that the state is right here. Therefore, you're the one supporting the nanny state. Isn't that kind of a nanny state activity to determine what someone can and can't do with their private property? Isn't it kind of a liberal idea?
I don't know. What do I know?
Right? I think it says a lot about people who self-describe as conservatives these days. Many of them are just... they're just advocates for greater state control, and anyone who opposes the government becomes a liberal or unpatriotic.
So there are I think that there's a distinction that doesn't quite get made in this area. Is there are liberal authoritarians and conservative authoritarians. Mm-hmm. They fall on either side of that authoritarian coin, but essentially they just want the government to run stuff.
Toll-free number here for you, 800-259-9231, so you can bring up anything. There are stories like this all across the country. People are being terrorized, not by terrorists, not by what you typically think of as a terrorist, someone in a black mask or whatever. These are just the regular code enforcers coming over to your house and telling you how you need to live life on your property. Now, if it's a neighbor that has a problem with something that's going on, then that's one thing. Let the neighbor come by and talk. Let's talk like neighbors, if that's what the issue is. If you think my grass is too tall, or you don't like the couch in my yard, or you don't like the color I've painted my house, you can come over and talk to me like an adult would talk to another adult. But for any neighbors that called code enforcement on their neighbors, that's just the most unneighborly thing you could possibly do.
It's cowardly, is what it is.
Yeah, it's cowardly. It's antisocial.
Because you didn't even go and talk to the person. And I understand you've got a problem with some activity they had, and you're a little concerned about talking to somebody. They could be weird. They could be crazy. They could be whatever. You haven't even had the decency to talk to them. They could be any of those things. And at which point, perhaps then it's time to talk to the police. But not until you've spoken to someone.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Peter's on the line in New York. We'll talk to him about whatever he wants and take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit, so I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com. and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20. There you go.
Here's a story. You wash your car. How long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea! And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got archives going back an entire year right there on the front page of the website. Click and download. They are yours for free at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. And again, SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls here and to New York, where Peter is waiting patiently. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Peter, what's on your mind?
Hey, freetalklive.com looks great in Google Chrome.
It does, doesn't it? I like this Google Chrome thing. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Now, I understand they're using Safari technology. Is that right, Ian?
They are using some Apple technology in the background, from what I understand, yes.
Okay, anyway.
Peter, you're not an Apple guy, are you?
No, I'm not.
Boy, those people are religious zealots. And if Apple people are religious zealots, then Linux people are Jesuits.
Hey, I went to a Jesuit school. Watch it. Anyway, regarding private property.
Yes.
And the issues with the unkempt lawn or perceived unkempt lawn.
Right.
Would you not agree, though, Ian, that the appearance of a neighbor's property has a direct bearing on the property value, or at least the perceived property value of its neighbors?
It certainly could, and I would suggest to those people who are ultimately concerned about how their neighbors behave on their property, they should choose to enter into a deed-restricted community instead of living in, you know, the rest of the area where there are no deed restrictions. That should be buyer beware, caveat emptor. If you're buying property in the undeed-restricted areas, you know there's a chance there could be a washing machine in the side lawn or of somebody's house. And I love what Mark says on this issue. Mark, you had an issue, I guess, a neighbor with an unkempt lawn at one point, and when you were, or no, it was several cars in the lawn, as I recall.
Yes.
And you were in the process of trying to sell the house, and so you actually went over.
I happened to be next door to the ugliest house on the street. By ugly, I mean apparently something blew up in the plumbing, and they never got it fixed. They would come over and borrow 5-gallon buckets of water. God knows what they were doing with them.
Wow.
From the hose.
Yeah.
That's what was going on next door. So this happened, and I offered the guy, I think, $100 or $50 or something like that to get the cars out of there. And
it wasn't your responsibility. It's his property and everything like that, but you took responsibility for it because you had made the choice to live in an undeed-restricted neighborhood, and you made the best out of that situation. He took the money and moved the cars, right?
Yeah, he moved the cars, and they didn't come back in the amount of time that I was there. So, for a month, it worked.
Now, in a deed-restricted community, who enforces the rules?
I guess it would be the homeowners association.
A little government.
Yeah, but, here's the issue. Ultimately, in that type of touchy situation, what happens if no resolution can be struck? I mean, if somebody's not going to mow their lawn,
they'll fine you. The homeowners association, I believe, normally has fines that they will levy against your house, and then that can result in a lien being placed against your home, and they could take your house.
So basically, essentially, it's a long-term resolution.
Of course it is. I mean, that's what all of these things are. I mean, with the couch in the yard, there's a week. They give you a week. They warn you. They give you a week. Then there's a $100 ticket. Then there's a $200. Then there's a $300.
Right.
So there's a month-long process here in order to supposedly resolve the conflict.
Okay. I wanted to jump real quick, and then I'll let somebody else get on the line. But I wanted to jump real quick to what's going on in St. Paul.
Sure.
It's so screwed up on so many different levels, I don't even know where to start. But I will say this. It seems that there are always hooligans involved in these situations, 2, 3, 4 hooligans that stir things up,
yes,
create an uncomfortable situation for both the police and the people who want to peacefully protest. I've even seen situations, not necessarily in St. Paul, where these quote-unquote, what the media referred to as anarchists, who really aren't anarchists, they're basically just thugs, where they actually go after other protesters. And they get the police involved in the situation by basically forcing a situation where the police have to protect the other protesters, and it just turns into complete mayhem. So
there's that, and then there's also the situation where those who are fomenting the violence, either doing it themselves or encouraging it, are actually they've been revealed in the past. I don't know if we've seen any absolute proof this time around, but in the past they've been revealed to actually be cops, you know, basically dressed as protesters and trying to give the police an excuse to come in and hurt people.
For example, in Quebec. During one of the Security and Prosperity Partnership conferences up in Quebec, the police did do that. It's basically proven that they did.
Yep.
So, you know, I really, you know, it's a shame, but part of me says, you know what, I wouldn't even want to be there.
No, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like a no-win situation.
Well, yeah, and what's the point of being there? What are you really going to do? I mean, you're not going to stop the Republicans or the Democrats from having their meeting, and you're just going to end up getting hurt. And what are you standing up for anyway? What is it? It just doesn't seem to have any real purpose.
Yeah, you come home blind or with your head cracked open.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun. Peter, any other thoughts? Thanks, dude, for the call. 800-259-9231. Shifting gears to a different story. Nick, you've got something about a 2-cent offer that resulted in an arrest. What was it for?
Well, it was a 2-cent offer for sex services. This from Bonita Springs, Florida. A Bonita Springs
man. Of course it was.
Yes. Some strange stories come out of Florida, I have to say. A Bonita Springs man offered 2 cents to an undercover officer in exchange for sex. He was one of 10 men arrested during an undercover prostitution sting in Bonita Springs Thursday night, the Lee County Sheriff's Office reported. Members of the Bonita Springs Community Policing Unit and Lee County Sheriff's Office Anti-Crime Unit assisted in the operation, the report said. Obviously, the focus of the operation was to locate males looking for the services of female prostitutes.
Sure. And when they make an offer, that's the supposedly illegal part.
Right. And, you know, when you think about these things, I think that many people, especially the women that think about these, imagine that they put a police officer on the corner, you know, the hot gal that they managed to find, dress her up like a hooker, and she just stands there. But this just isn't so. They walk around, they solicit people, they try to get people to say, okay.
But for whatever reason, it's not considered entrapment.
Right. I mean, it's just nuts. It doesn't make any sense to me, but...
I guess the argument there, well, the article is pretty short. I guess the price ranges for the offers for sex range from the 2 cents offered by this transient, who Faustino Hernandez Diaz, and up to $300, which was offered by the highest range. Clearly, this was a joke. I mean, if you consider that 2 cents equals 2 bits, and you can fill in the rest of the sentence yourself.
2 cents.
Right. Well,
he's a homeless guy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty clear that they're calling him a transient. How do you know? I mean, the guy had an Hispanic name. Maybe he just refused to give an address because he didn't want them going there busting the people he know that were illegally alive.
I hope the undercover cop was insulted at the very least.
Well,
that's probably why the guy got arrested. But, I mean, it was
they would have arrested him anyway.
I don't know.
They're out there to do.
Well,
man,
he didn't know she was a cop either. He thought she was a prostitute. It was just a joke, and the guy went to jail for supposedly this wasn't a real offer for 2 cents. I don't think he expected it to get accepted.
No, who could expect that? I just hope she took it personally at the very least. 800-259-9231. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy them on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And don't forget about the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Find it at wiki.freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code you need is 600, and that will start your free trial of WebEx today. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Keith in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Keith.
Hello, this is Keith in Minnesota. I just left the Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Paul State Capitol building where the Riffle Day Festival was going on, and Anti-Flag, which is kind of a punk rock band, just played, and right after Anti-Flag played, Rage Against the Machine showed up, and they're supposed to have a concert tomorrow night, but they wanted to do a free concert here for the benefit of the people, so they tried to do it, but then the police made them shut down the power.
Uh-oh.
Right after that, they started surrounding them. The crowd chanted a million nice things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We won't do anything, we promise. Let them play, free speech. All the media's here. There's at least three or four stations here.
Mm.
It's pretty crazy what's going on. The riot police surrounded everybody. They all had their riot gear on. I took pictures of everything, though. But
so wait, the one band, hold on a second, Keith. The one band was able to play successfully, and they stopped the rage?
They weren't supposed to play. Sorry, I'm kind of in the ghetto.
That's
the dogs were just trying to kill me. But, yeah, this one dog, I mean, excuse me, this one band wasn't supposed to play Rage Against the Machine. All the other bands were scheduled to play, but Rage just decided, because they love people, and they like freedom, and are here protesting against the Republican convention.
I don't know if Rage likes freedom. From what I understand, their lead singer's a communist. But all that said...
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, so they ended up doing an acoustic show.
Oh,
and it's pretty cool. They had us all sit down, and people brought in megaphones.
So they bowed down to the man, huh, and played their acoustic guitars.
No, no. Well, they said that if they step on stage, they're going to arrest them.
I see.
So they didn't want to get arrested, you know, because that would have caused a riot.
So even though there was
10,000 people in the audience.
So this is very strange. So even though there was an event that was permitted, obviously, because they were letting some bands play, apparently because they didn't ask permission in advance to have Rage Against the Machine play, the police decided that they were not allowed to perform while the other bands
exactly.
were.
Exactly. And, yeah, they decided that. I don't know why. But they just said, you know, apparently it's not the people of Minnesota's capital. It's the police of Minnesota's Capitol building. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Did they play F the Police?
Unfortunately, they didn't play that one
song, but they should have.
Play a bunch of amazing songs. And Anti-Flag did play F Police Brutality.
They were the band
that played right before Rage. So
good for them. Anything else to tell us about?
Also, I just want to say I'm glad to be here in Minnesota right now doing all the events right now. We're handing out a bunch of Free Talk Live, Free State Project flyers.
Yeah, how's the reception going? We heard last night that it's been pretty warm, especially among the Ron Paul people, but you've also been targeting just the regular protesters with those flyers, right?
Yeah, the regular protesters, I'm mostly just putting on cards or just handing it to them without telling them about it unless they ask.
Mm-hmm.
But the free, the Ron Paul people loved it. They absolutely loved it. Some of the people were like, oh, yeah, I'm amped Free Talk Live.
I'm moving to
New Hampshire next year. And
fantastic.
I don't think anyone said anything negative to me about either one. So,
yep.
Very good reception.
Awesome, Keith. Keep up the great work out there. And thanks for doing that outreach on our behalf. We certainly appreciate all the effort. And
no problem. Thank you for doing your show.
Have a good time out there and try not to get arrested. 800-259-9231.
You don't have to amp the show if you go and do stuff like that.
That counts as an amp for sure, getting out there. And actually, of course, it's our amplifiers that are most likely to do things like
that's
that.
That's true.
I had something had sparked something in my memory with Rage Against the Machine playing at the political convention, and one of the reasons the police may have shut them down may have been that they played at the Democratic convention back in 2000 in
Los
Angeles.
Is that also in LA? Okay.
And it was a Democratic convention in this case, and one of their concerts ended up it ended with sort of a confrontation between some of the concert goers and the police. So they might have had that in mind when they shut it down, too. I'm not saying it justifies it, but there was some trouble that resulted at a previous political convention where...
But yet letting a band called Anti-Flag play is okay?
I've listened to both, and I like both their music. I think they probably would have been better off just letting Rage play, but...
I think you're right about that. 1-800-259-9231, as we continue to hear from more people there in Minnesota, bringing us their experiences, which have largely been positive as far as the people on the ground in reaching out and talking about the Free State Project and Free Talk Live and other liberty-oriented things, which is great, which is, I think, the best thing that could come out of this entire affair is that you've got all these activists down there that are recruiting for the Free State Project at this Ron Paul convention that was going on today. I think that's going to be the most useful thing to come out of all this, to show that these Free Staters are real. They're real people. They're there handing out these flyers, bringing people in, bringing them to this idea, the Free State Project, of moving 20,000 liberty-loving activists all here to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. I mean, if you are somebody who is willing to go to this Ron Paul convention, obviously you're excited about liberty, you're excited about the ideas, but you're not quite sure as to what to do about it, right? I mean, isn't that what the idea is behind this convention, is to tell people what the next step is?
I'm very interested in what's going to come out, but...
I've heard Ron Paul's going to advocate civil disobedience. I don't know if that's actually happened yet or not.
I was actually watching some of the live video from the Rally for the Republic. Yeah, on C-SPAN, and there were some independent groups that were covering it, too. Mm-hmm. It sounded pretty straightforward. Ron Paul might advocate civil disobedience. I think was speaking just recently or is speaking now. But largely it sounded like it was going to be lobbying efforts, much in the vein of downsized D.C., which I wasn't too impressed by that because they were saying they were going to make it easy for you to keep tabs on your elected officials. Well, downsized D.C. has already been doing that for a couple of years, and they're probably further along. And also training seminars for people to get involved with their local state party. It sounded like they were going primarily the political and lobbying group effort.
That's what I would expect. And for those people that are out there looking for something original, something they might not have ever heard of, having a free stater hand that flyer to you may be the difference between knowing and not knowing and getting excited or not being excited. So.
And there's no reason you can't do both. I mean, if you to lobby your congresspeople or
you'll do it better here.
Get elected. Yeah, I think you'll do a lot better here. There's if you're going the political route, which I tend to consider myself more on the political side of things. Well, I favor both civil disobedience and the political process. But if you're going the political route, I mean, there's many pro-liberty candidates running for the state house this year in New Hampshire. And they have a pretty good chance of actually winning and making changes.
A few dozen, from what I understand.
Yeah, the numbers I heard were 40-something or 50-something. I think it depends on who you count as pro-liberty and who's officially calling themselves a Ron Paul Republican.
Right, and the reason those numbers have taken this long to happen, because first, number one, the Free State Project hasn't actually occurred yet as far as it hasn't reached its 20,000 mark. The official move period hasn't begun, but a few hundred people have moved early. And in order to run for the representative seats, you do need to have lived here for 2 years. So a number of those people that were early, early movers are now qualified to run for those seats, and they're getting into that game. So that's why we're seeing more people this year versus 2 years ago. And so 2 years from now, those numbers could be even bigger. We could have 75 or 80 people possibly running. Who knows?
It's an amazing percentage when you consider there's only been probably, I'm not sure the exact number, but I would guess about 300 movers from out of state to in state.
Yeah, that's about, right, yeah.
So
considering, are you saying that the 200 of them were New Hampshire residents already?
Right? 200 or 300, yeah. I think, were already New Hampshire residents.
Incredible.
Yeah, I think it's about 250 or something.
Yeah, New Hampshire had some pro-liberty leanings already, which is one of the reasons it was in the running. So a lot of people who signed on to the project were already here. So when the state was chosen, they didn't have to move anywhere. They just became, you know, they had moved without moving. But it's an amazing percentage of people who've moved are actually now running for office. And with the first 1,000 coming this year, hopefully by the end of this year, hope to have at least 1,000 activists in the state. I think we could expect in 2 more years to see maybe over 100 or 200 people.
I'm of the opinion that we already have 1,000 activists in the state. It's just that the website...
I think you're an optimist on that.
I really do. I just think the website hasn't been updated. And why? What makes you think that people have gone and checked on their names?
It is underreported. I will say that.
It's underreported. I don't know if it's underreported by 50%. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all of those on us. Again, that number or that website is freetalklive.com. Speaking of the web, I'm a little flustered. We've been having some difficulties here with our internet connection, so apologies. Our streamies are not listening to us at the moment, so I guess I can't even apologize to them. Anyway, the phone number is 1-800-259-9231, and, of course, you can visit the website and all the stuff there is free. Let's continue here with another bizarre story and yet another story that isn't too unfamiliar. Sort of how we talked about earlier tonight, another person was being arrested for having their grass growing too tall. Well, here's another story where the government has gone into the streets to pull people for jury duty. You don't think this stuff happens. I mean, this is bewildering when you hear this for the first time, but this isn't the first time we've heard about this. The story's coming from Eugene, Oregon. No one really likes showing up for jury duty. This, according to KVAL.com, on Wednesday, enough people were no-shows at the Lane County Courthouse that judges couldn't seat enough jurors to fill all the juries that they had that day. So Lane County Sheriff's deputies hit Pearl Street to fill the seats. Judge Marianne Bearden ordered them to pick random people off the streets. The only requirements, they had to be U.S. citizens with no felony convictions. Oh, and I guess it didn't really matter what you had to do for that particular day. It didn't matter if you were going to a business appointment or had to go pick up your kid from school or drop your kid off at school or whatever the hell it was that you were doing. That didn't matter.
See, now all these Americans that are against learning other languages and don't like it when people speak other languages, all they'd have to do is start speaking Spanish and they let them
know. No hablo inglés.
Yeah.
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
Tango and felony.
So, Sergeant Doug Osborne said the potential jurors were nice about their surprise summons, but not entirely convinced it was real. He said, you're not on camera. They're looking around to see if they're on camera and if it was a joke. It might seem like a joke, but it's state law. It's seldom used, but Oregon Revised Statute 1.235 reads, if there is an immediate need for additional jurors, a judge of the circuit court for the county may direct the clerk of court or sheriff or other officer to summon a sufficient number of eligible persons to meet that need. They shall be summoned as directed by the judge. They found 12 people. Five were seated on juries that day. Court officials say it's a rare event and that it's only happened twice in the last 25 years. Acting Court Administrator Liz Rambo says it was due to a smaller-than-normal jury pool, a higher percentage of no-shows, and three criminal trials starting Wednesday, a combination of events that likely won't happen again. People who don't show up for jury duty and who have not submitted the form explaining why they can't be there can face contempt of court charges, and Rambo says that the contempt of court charges, is rarely, if ever, enforced. So here you have an example that should really crystallize the claims that I have made in the past on the show that jury duty is nothing more than a little mini draft. It's nothing more than a miniature version of what goes on with the military. So instead of a 4-year deal or 2 years or however long you would get drafted for, they're just drafting you for, you know, that day or however long the trials last.
Well, quite often it's a trade-off for voting, because I believe in many jurisdictions it's done from the voter rolls. Not necessarily, you know, just anybody. You actually have to be a registered voter.
Is that how it is here, or is it driver's licenses? Because I've heard both ways.
I believe, and this is just what I think, this is how I think it works in New Hampshire. I think it's done from the voter rolls. That's how I believe it's done, but I could be wrong. I'm not 100% sure on that myself.
So, I'm trying to envision what this must be like for somebody. I mean, where the cop approaches you on the street and says, please come with me, sir. Are you a U.S. citizen? And of course, you're going to think, you know, of course people are going to say yes. They don't want anyone to think they're not a U.S. citizen. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes. Do you have any felony convictions? Well, no. Okay, come with me. I mean, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Doesn't it seem intimidating?
I think that some people would probably, they felt special that they were picked for, out of this randomly for this this particular honor. But I think some people were probably annoyed, and I don't think anybody should be forced to do anything.
Right, especially if you had something to do, which pretty much everybody who's out and about is probably going somewhere or doing something. I mean, it's bad enough. Jury duty is bad enough. But at least with jury duty, they notice you 2 weeks in advance or whatever, and you actually have time to reschedule your affairs as necessary. In this particular case, you're literally being plucked off the street minutes before the trials are expected to begin. But yet, this is A-OK, and it's all completely legitimate. What would happen to someone that said no to the cops? What would happen to somebody?
Well, they said that the contempt of court was rarely enforced.
Right. Now, it was contempt of court for those that were summoned, as far as they were sent the paperwork in advance. And if you don't respond, if you don't call and give them an excuse, then they hit you with the contempt of court charge, or they could hit you with that. Could they do the same thing to the person on the street that just says, no, that's okay, I'm going to a business meeting, thank you, but no thanks?
Well, it's a summons. I mean, the law does say summons, so generally you're required to respond to a summons or face contempt of court.
I think you're probably better off going with the police officer, getting to wherever you need to go, using the bathroom, slipping out the back way. I mean,
because they don't know your name by that point.
They just go.
But then again, this happens so seldom. It's probably never going to be the case that anybody who would be of a liberty mindset would get picked. And it would never be the case that anybody who would ever try something like that would be put into this situation. So we probably will never get to find out what happens to somebody that says no, because most everybody, if you've got a cop standing in front of you with his hand on his gun, they're going to say, yeah, okay, whatever you say, officer. I'll do whatever you want. So I think it's pretty outrageous when these cases happen. We'll bring them to you just to point out that jury duty is really, it's a duty. You are obligated by threat of violence to go and do what these bureaucrats demand of you to do. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brent in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I am wanting to talk about voting and the best ways to use your vote. And it's my contention that voting for one or the other of the major party candidates is about the least effective use of your vote. I mean, You only get one. You might as well, you get to spend it however you like, pretty much. And you may as well try and use it to your own benefit. What are the chances that your single vote is going to sway the election for one or the other of the candidates. I mean,
well, it depends on which you're talking about. A national election? Not very likely.
I'm talking about, say, between the presidential candidates. In a local election where all of, 19 people vote, then sure, it's worth it to vote for a candidate. But in a national election, it seems like, if you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of swaying your district or your little area towards one or the other of the candidates, and that district swaying towards one or the other means there's an extra hundredth of a chance that, Like, it's such an infinitesimal chance that your vote is actually going to make the difference there that it seems like, say, instead, you wrote in freetalklive.com on the small chance that some bureaucrat would see that and they would... they would go to your website. That seems like a better way to spend your vote.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that the chance the bureaucrat would visit the website you write down is actually a higher chance than your vote actually counting in the election.
I much higher chance. I would wager it's not even close, actually. or any of a number of other
might
things.
Be right.
You could write on there, yours truly. You could write on there, call this number for a good time. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you don't – I think that the approach to voting that leads people to think, well, if you don't vote for one or the other of the major candidates, then you've pretty much wasted your vote. And I really think that actually, given the small chances that that's actually going to matter when you vote for one or the other of the major candidates – that is a waste of your vote, and I think that your vote can be better spent on promoting something you believe in to whatever bureaucrats read it, or even just like writing in yours truly, and maybe the bureaucrat will.
I like the idea of the website. I like the website idea because if you're voting for Ron Paul or somebody else like that, then that's not going to count either. And I understand the symbolism.
They're not going to go check that out. They already know that, and they're probably
irritated by it
already.
Don't they have to record
them somewhere?
Don't they have to record all the write-ins somewhere, sometime?
Sure. That would be a great way to bog down the system, too, just throwing that out there. If as many people as could wrote in different things or wrote in the same thing, I guess it wouldn't matter if they all wrote in the same thing because they'd still have to record every single one individually. But... just throwing that out there.
I do have to ask, though, if you're just going to say promote a website, couldn't you do that more effectively by simply not going to vote and maybe writing some emails?
People don't vote all the time. And, I'm going to be at the polling booth anyway.
Yeah, if you're going to vote for
voting on various
candidates.
Other things, there's ballot issues, there's, kinds of defensive
votes that matter.
Voting
a
that I
more.
Need to go in there and do, try to get some things from new.
You feel like those votes
are being passed, things
right,
like
those,
that.
You feel
so
like
I'm going to be there anyway. I might
matter.
As well spend an extra 3 seconds and
it's a good point, Brad.
Spend my presidential
call, sir. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As we get ready for hour number three, you can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, ChapterOne.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
In this age of